Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, a place for saving, making, and having fun with your money. We offer you a chance to learn new and creative ways to reach your financial goals. Here on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, it's always about the money. To contact us, visit our website at www.cheapcheetah.com or at www.cheapcheetah.webs.com. And now, here is your host, Hill.
Good morning, my Cheap Cheetah family. How are you this morning? And happy October 27th. I know I was supposed to see you on Monday, but you know things happen, but we're here now. And I'm glad you're part of the Cheap Cheetah Money Show this morning. I want to thank my archivers, and I want to thank the people who are live, and I want to thank the people who email me. Thank you, family. I love you. I appreciate you. And you're just good people all around. Before we get into today's topic, excuse me, I want to let you know a few things. First of all, you know we have a home. Okay, Cheap Cheetah Money Show on Facebook, and I want you to be aware of that because during coming up towards the holidays, like now you got Halloween, Thanksgiving, Hanukkah, Christmas, all that, I will be giving away free merchandise. Yes, I did say free. I'm giving away, doing a lot of contests, and I'm giving away a lot of free stuff. So you won't know what I'm giving away. You won't know what the contest is unless you're part of the Cheap Cheetah family, and that's on Facebook. You can also go to the blog, Cheap Cheetah, the Cheap Cheetah Money Show at blogspot.com as well, to know about all the things that I'm giving you. Why? Because we're family, and it's time for me to share the love and give you some great stuff. So be a part of the Cheap Cheetah Money Show on Facebook or also on Twitter. And find out what the contests are for the upcoming holidays where I'm giving out just some great stuff. Also, talking about giving out great stuff, the holiday savings, the Cheap Cheetah Way ebook is available to you. Just email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com and I will send you the book. Nothing like getting your holiday savings tip right now because the holidays are like almost on us and you need to save some money. Because the holidays can get expensive, you know what I mean? So email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com and I will send you the holiday, saving the holiday way, the Cheap Cheetah way. Also, you know we have other books for, excuse me, other books for sale. Then you can go to my blog spots or all my stuff. You can look at all the great books we offer for you. They make great holiday gifts. Another free book I want to also mention is Frugal Living 30 Minutes or Less. That's another free ebook. So, you know, when you email me, get both of them, read them, tell me what you think, and, you know, we'll take it from there. Folks, if you have a money topic or a person that you would like for me to interview, or you yourself would like to come on the show, I'm looking for sponsors and people to come on and talk about their money experiences. Whether you're saving it, making it, or having fun with it, come on, let's talk about, let's, you know, see what's going on. What else? Oh, meet me for coffee. Coffee's on me, folks. If you're in the New York tri-state area, I am having a meetup in November. If you're interested in knowing where and when, just email me, you know, at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com or also hit me on Facebook, the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, and I'll let you know all the details. But it's on me. Coffee's on me. I'm having a meetup because I want to see my family face to face. We've been together 8 years now. Don't you think we need to see each other and find out what's going on in each other's lives and just sit down, have some fun, talk about money, talk about life, and, you know, just sit down and have a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever you choose, it's on me, and just sit down and talk about it. So if you're interested in the meetup group, let me know. On that note, you know Halloween is Saturday, right? Halloween is a scary thing. Financially, it's a scary thing. retailers, they were saying, for Halloween, their sales for costumes, candies, all kind of decorations, scary events when you go to the scary house and all that, it comes to $3.3 billion. And that was 2005. And 2012, it was $8 billion. People like to be scared, and they like to spend money being scared. But they say for 2012, they're a little sad. I'm sorry, for 2015, this year, they expect a slight, okay? And the decrease is they're only going to make $6.9 billion. Not million, billion dollars when it comes to Halloween stuff. That's the business to be in. Only thing is, it's like once a year. So you got to get all your merchandise and make sure everybody spends money, and you only have a short window to do it in. But if it's you bring in a couple of million dollars for Halloween, that's the business to be in, even though it's quick, fast. The reason they said Halloween is losing money because consumers are not spending as much money on merchandise as they are on experiences. So everybody wants experiences more than they want, you know, the costumes or the candy. They want to be scared. They said a lot of retailers are having huge discounts on sales of Halloween stuff. Leading up to the days of Halloween, like today, they should have a good sale tomorrow because Halloween's on Saturday. And probably Friday night, it's like almost over for them. So if you're looking for a really great discount, I would look at your Halloween stores like Friday afternoon, close to like maybe Friday night after work. That's when you're going to find some good bargains. Today is Halloween on the cheap. Okay? Like I said, we all like to be scared. We all like to have fun. We do Halloween parties. We do the trick-or-treating with the kids. We do the costumes and everything. But it doesn't have to be that expensive. As far as costumes are concerned, here's an idea. Why don't you costume swap? If your neighbors or your friends have Halloween costumes and you have Halloween costumes, why don't you swap? Like maybe she was a witch and you was a ghost, or you was a devil, you be the witch and she be the devil, even with the kids. Swap. That way you're saving money, okay? Everybody gets to be something different, and no money is exchanged. So I thought that was a really great idea. Do a costume swap. Another way to save money, just last week they had a doggy Halloween, which was in the city, where you had your dogs and you dress them up as little, you know, Halloween characters, pirates and hot dogs and stuff like that. People like dressing up their dogs for Halloween, which is really, it's cute if you're into that. But instead of going out and spending a lot of money on your dog's Halloween outfit, which you know he is not thrilled about putting that thing on anyway, because it's probably irritating him, what you can do is buy some black fabric and make a doggy cape for him. Get some white pillows and put it over his head, cut his head out and legs out and stuff. He could be a ghost. So you can get a pillowcase that you're not using, a cape. You can find a little hat that maybe your kids are not using anymore, put it on the little doggy and call it a day. You know, because doggy outfits can run between $25 to $80, okay? So they can be expensive for one day. And, you know, like I said, 9 or 10 times, the dogs are cute, but a lot of times they look like, really, do I really have to wear this outfit today? So that's another way you can do Halloween on the cheap. Sweet tooth. We all have them. We like our candy, okay? We like our chocolates and our licorices. We like candy. Our kids like candy. We like candy. So, this is what you do if you have a sweet tooth. Wait before the holiday to buy your candy when the prices are low. So, come Halloween Saturday, Friday. The drugstores and the candy store and the stores that sell all this candy, like Walmarts and Targets and stuff, they're going to start discounting that stuff because now they're trying to make room for Thanksgiving and they're trying to make room for Christmas. And after Halloween, that candy is going to be like dirt cheap. Okay? But you know, you want to have a little Halloween party, you want some candy. So, again, same with the costumes. You wait till like Friday night. All right, your last possible minute, or you wait to Saturday morning, the day of Halloween, before if you're having a party or before the kids start ringing the doorbell like they're crazy, you wait. That stuff is going to be marked down. And you get, the cheapest way I feel is you get maybe like a 4-pound bag, a 5-pound bag of candy, maybe $9, and that's all she wrote. Don't buy overabundance of this candy. Because it's going to be too much. If you don't have all the kids you think you're going to have, now you're going to be stuck at home with all this candy. You don't need it. Your kids don't need it. So just buy, like I said, maybe like a 5-pounder or four, or even a 3-pound bag. The cheapest bag you can get. Don't buy the chocolates. Chocolate is expensive. Buy the hard candies like the lollipops and the licorice. Those I find much cheaper. The sucking candies. And then give them a little bit and call it a day. That's what I would do. Halloween is a billion-dollar business, and we're on the billion in the billion-dollar business. We're on the spending end. We're not on the receiving end, because I don't know about you, but I don't get no money for Halloween. You know what I mean? So it's why should you spend all that money when you know you can do it cheaper? You can still have fun, and you can do it cheaper. Also, for restaurants, if you say you want to go out to a restaurant for Halloween, there's a lot of restaurants that's offering good discounts. There's a lot of retail places that are offering good discounts. If you go to my Facebook page, the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, I give you a list of all the places that's offering discounts on Halloween. There's a lot of restaurants that's having events on Halloween that are totally free. Places like Outback Steakhouse, where the kids eat free, and they're probably going to have some candy and stuff for them for Halloween. IHOP is offering something. Chili's, Boston Market is offering something. When it comes to kids may eat free. They may give them something for Halloween, things like that. So look in your local paper and find out what restaurants offering what for kids. It's going to cost you, what, like some gas money. You go, you have dinner out, IHOP or Outback, and you see what they're offering free. Community parades. If you live in a small community, a lot of times communities have parades for kids for the Halloween. They may have pumpkin hunting, or you may have a pumpkin patch by you. They do a lot of events for the kids for Halloween, which to me I think is much safer than having your kids go around to different places that they don't know, getting candy from strangers that they don't know, because the world can be a very scary place. It's not like when we used to go trick-or-treating, and even when we did back in the day, yeah, you had your crazies, but you had your candy, your mother took it, she checked it. Very seldom did you find stories about kids that got sick or got hurt because of tainted candy. Now we're on a whole nother level in 2015 where we got super crazy, okay? The crazy's just not dealing with the candy. The crazy's snatching the kids off the street. So to me, it's better for you just to have the neighborhood kids over, have a Halloween party, see if they have in the school, have a Halloween party. If you have a little community and they're doing something for the kids all together, have a Halloween party. You see where I'm going with this? Have a Halloween party. It's safer for the kids because you know the kids, you know their parents. It's safer that way. We all want to have fun. We want to be safe doing it too. What you also can do is have a scary movie night. If you don't have kids and you just want to invite some friends over and you really want to do it on cheap, you buy some scary movies. Everybody dresses up. They bring scary stuff to eat and drink, and you have fun. Two scary movies we've all we've all seen them, but these are my top two, if you're interested. Halloween. Halloween scared me so bad with Jason. It was like, okay. Freddy Krueger, the Nightmare on Elm Street, that was scary, but that was more funny than scary. Texas Chainsaw Massacre, that was scary too, but that was funny scary. And if you want scary, but you want to laugh, do those scary movies by the Wayans brothers. Those are funny. They're very funny. So you want to have fun. And it's inexpensive because you get the movies from the library or everybody brings a scary movie from their collection. Everybody does a potluck and everybody wears the costumes and you put on the music and you have scary music going on and, you know, so you have fun. But it's not costing you a lot of money. And whatever you do for Halloween, don't forget to do it with a budget. You have to keep in mind that there are other holidays coming up that need your money's attention. And you need to be on a budget. Say, I'm going to do the whole Halloween party for $50, okay? If you can even do it better, say, I'm going to do the whole Halloween party for $25. You can do it. 99-cent stores have a lot of stuff that's inexpensive. You can be creative when it comes to the Halloween outfit. As far as for you and your kids, you can think of stuff that you have around the house. He can go as a hobo. He can go as a ghost. He can go as a lot of different. He can go as a season. Take some leaves from outside. If your child has an old coat, you know, you're getting ready to throw out or whatever, take some leaves from outside, paste them on his coat, and he went his season, fall, you know. I thought that was pretty good. I just made that one up. He can go with the season. Or you can make a sunshine thing for him and, you know, put some bright colors on him and, you know, you can go as the sun. I'm just saying, you know, just think outside the box where it's not costing you a whole lot of money because, like I said, you have other holidays. Thanksgiving's coming up, Hanukkah's coming up, Christmas coming up, all that. And you know that takes money. Thrift stores. If you're looking for a good Halloween outfit for you and your kids or you need to be creative and just add some extra stuff for the costume you've already made, then thrift stores are good for cheap Halloween costumes, Goodwill, Savers, Salvation Army. When you get them, just wash them out. You know what I'm saying? So they do have cheap Halloween costumes. Sometimes they even have them brand new in the pack because a lot of these thrift stores and stuff get them from stores, closeout stores. The other day I was in, I was doing garage sales because you know I like my garage sales. This woman had a whole rack of Halloween outfits. Different kinds. She had wigs. She had makeup. It's almost like she hit a Halloween store or something. And her stuff was ran between $5 for an outfit to $40 for an outfit. So you can get a lot of stuff for Halloween at garage sales, but you had to really shop early. But in the future, when you think about it, you can get great stuff at garage sales for Thanksgiving, for Christmas, all kind of decorations and stuff. Dirt cheap. You can even get your gifts there, folks. That's between us. You can even get your gifts there. So think about it. You know, Halloween does not have to be expensive. You want to be scary, and you want to be scared, but it doesn't cost to be scared or scary. It shouldn't cost. Coupons. We all know the coupons. You have to look for coupons for discounts on stuff that you want to do for Halloween. You know, like the candy and the costumes and if you're doing a Halloween party, the food and everything like that. If you live in New York, good luck. I have not found Halloween coupons for the upcoming holiday, you know. Anytime else, maybe I'll find Thanksgiving for stuff I may need. Maybe I'll find Christmas for stuff I need. I've not really found anything good for Halloween. But look for your coupons. Ask for extra discounts. Maybe when you go in the stores and you purchase Halloween stuff, ask them when your stuff is going on sale. Ask them when it's going to be 50-60% off. You know, there's no shame in buying your Halloween stuff. Well, I'm talking about costumes and decorations. Buying them this year and saving them for next year. you know. So prepare early. Like I was just saying, prepare early, yard sales and everything like that for the coming Halloween for 2016. Also, when it comes to parades and everything, look in your community papers. 9 out of 10 times, you're going to find your community's offering something for the kids. Maybe you have to drive a little further. There's usually a parade or there's usually some kind of event that they offer for the kids, which is safe. It's inexpensive. Like here in New York, we have the big Halloween parade. I wouldn't say this for kids. I'd say it's more for adults. But you have fun, and then people go out and drink and stuff like that, and they're dressed in all kind of crazy costumes. So Halloween, it's not just kids that want to be scared, it's adults too. And then you just go and you just have fun. So it's the holiday, and Halloween is what you make it, okay? You have other things to put your money towards than just these holidays that are one day. You have other things that you have to concern yourself with, and that is becoming financially free. And on that note, let's free ourselves and listen to our sponsor.
This message is for independent recording artists. Is your music career at a standstill? If so, let Access to a Rising Artist promotion get it moving again and take it to the next level. We can assist you with building your brand through online radio promotion, social media marketing, and website development. And if you don't know what direction to go, get an opportunity to have a one-on-one consultation session to get you started in the creative aspect of developing a strategy on going forward with your music career. Get back on your music journey again and visit us online for a host of new opportunities that will put you in the spotlight at www.accesstoarisingartist.com, the ultimate platform for a rising artist to shine.
Thank you for my sponsor, Access to a Rising Artist. And, folks, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about Halloween on the cheap. And we talked about ways that you can get inexpensive costumes. We've talked about things you would buy for your party. But I really didn't tell you too much. As far as the food is concerned, if you're having a Halloween party, food suggestions that are really inexpensive is candy apples, cider. You can make your cupcakes. You make a big pan of lasagna. You can make a pasta dish. You make a salad. You can do pumpkin pie. You can do, you know, just, it doesn't have to be a lot of food or everybody brings a dish. So it's, you know, you make it cute, you make it scary. I'm sure you can find a lot of inexpensive dishes out on the internet to show you how to make things fun. If you're doing a kids' party, even better. Cupcakes, some candy, some scary movies, some scary music. As for food, they can, you can do little finger sandwiches that look like ghosts and goblins. You can think of some things that do, because kids really don't eat too much. So that's how you do Halloween on the cheap, because it's just one holiday out of many that's coming up. And, folks, I also want to remind you again, there will be a lot of contests coming up, which you like contests, right? Just visit my site, The Cheap Cheetah Money Show on Facebook, or join me on Twitter. There's a lot of contests I will be having in the upcoming holiday season because I want to give you stuff. And these contests are very simple. I just want your ideas. I want in your head. Tell me what you like. Tell me what you dislike. Tell me your favorite money-saving tips for Halloween, for the holidays, for vacation. There, I'm offering different contests, and I want you to be a part of it. And you're going to get some great Cheap Cheetah stuff. I got great bags for you, hats for you, T-shirts, all that good stuff. And all you need to do is just share a tip. So I will let you know, so you have to follow me to find out what's going on as far as what the contest is. Like now I have the best Halloween money-saving tip. You get a cute little Cheap Cheetah keychain. Nothing like trying to open a door with a key and you look down and you see that Cheap Cheetah keychain. It's like, oh, yeah, I got to save more money. See, this a reminder. See how it helps you? Remind you of doing stuff? next week we're going to wing it because I want to do something fun, but I'll let you know exactly what I'm going to do. We will have a show next week. I just have to figure out what it is. So just be on the lookout for that. Also, what is going on? We have a few minutes, so let's talk about what's going on. Also, I want to remind you, I'm buying coffee or tea for you. I am having a meetup group in the New York tri-state area. If you're interested in meeting me, because we're family, to sit down for a cup of coffee so we can talk about money situations, we can talk about family. This is just a meet and greet for everybody to come together and say, hi, how you doing, what's going on in your life, glad to meet you kind of thing. Like I said, I'm treating coffee, tea. If you're interested in knowing more about the meet and greet, email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com. I would love to see you. I can't wait to see you, and it should be in sometime, probably in November. Okay, I'm looking forward to it. I truly, truly am looking forward to meet and greet with you. Like I said, because we've been family for a long time. So what's going on with you, family? Me, change of seasons. It's getting cold in New York City. It's like we went from summer to winter, and the fall just got kicked to the curb. Right? The fall just got kicked to the curb. I can't believe it. It's getting cold, so you know, your body's trying to adjust to that, and I'm really not turning on no heat because since I have oil, it's expensive. My oil bill can be between $400 to $700. So that's a lot of money. So I'm trying not to turn on no heat. Not just yet. I'm waiting. Maybe for Christmas I'll turn on some heat. Also, I want you to know, for people who need extra jobs, Sears, Kmart, and the stores now are starting to hire for Christmas help. So if you need extra money, because we all need extra money, then look into your retail stores because they are begging for help, folks. Trust me when I tell you they are begging for help. I got two notices from Sears just the other day telling me please come in because they need the help, because I applied for a Christmas job for Sears. But unfortunately, I'm unable to do it for medical reasons. But they're hiring. They will hire you on the spot, probably. So if you have the time, or if you know somebody who needs a couple extra dollars, because who don't in this economy these days, then I would look into looking for a holiday job. It may last 7-8 weeks. If you're lucky, it could be a permanent part-time job for you. Which is pretty good because you can pay down your bills and you can do everything that you need to do. You can save some money for retirement and everything else. So, excuse me, look into that. Seriously, I will stress that. Look into that if you need the extra money. If you don't, then, you know, good for you. But we can all use some extra, especially during the holidays. That takes the weight off the paycheck by having an extra couple of dollars in your, you know, work a couple of hours. So if you can work overtime at your job, that's even better because you're going to make more money that way. But just putting it out there to let you know. Also, what I want to let you know, because I have a few minutes, is I need your help in something. I'd like for you to tell me, going forward, for 2016, what are some of the money topics you would like for me to talk about? What kind of guests would you like for me to get? Because 2016, I am going to have guests. I love you dearly, but sometimes you need outside opinion, and not just my opinion, but you need to listen to other people as well. So let me know if you have somebody you would like to come on the show, or you yourself would like to come on the show, or you have topics or suggestions you would like to talk about or know more about. Let me know. We're family. This is what we do. It's not just my show. It's our show, folks, and we're here to get financially free together. And on that note, keep your mind on your money on your mind. I love you. I appreciate you. And save that money. Until next week, folks, have a great and safe Halloween and a safe and happy week. Take care.